Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Pirates broadcaster Joe Block. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Oh, hi. You know how to flatter a guy. You made my morning.
So, yeah, I mean, amazing stretch here this week. Who would have thought the final week of the season, Pirates go on a hot streak to end things?
You know, I got some advice a long time ago when I was first starting broadcasting that every game stands on its own. And I think that really does hold true. It's not just for broadcasters, but for us as fans, too, because, yeah, the season has not gone the way that the Pirates or anybody else has wanted. But what could happen in, right in front of you could be pretty special. So we saw a Mitch Keller take a no-hitter in the past six innings in his last start. He'll go tonight, for instance. The Pirates pitching has turned it around. We saw the Bucks Pats with the home run ball yesterday in a shutout win over the first-place Cubs and take three out of four from the Cubs and really end the homestand and the home season strong. So you never know what's around the corner and in life and in baseball, and I think that's what's really fun about the game is you really can't predict it no matter how much you think you know about it, and that includes me.
Yeah, absolutely, and we're joined with by Joe Block and Selena Zito, Larry Richard on loan to the afternoons this week, and Selena has been a huge Pirate fan, gone to most home openers her life growing up with her family, a big family affair, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, going to...
Hold on, let me get you. There we go. Mic 5. There you go. Mic 6. There you go.
Oh, yeah. Big Pirates fan all my life. We're going to go in a way back machine here for me, but I had the honor and privilege to interview Ron Netschai this year. He played for the Pirates in the 50s, but also he holds a record that nobody else has ever been able to break, and he struck out 27 batters in, I think it was 1952 when he played for the Pirates single A team in Bristol, Tennessee.
So they,
yeah, down in the minor leagues. And no one will ever break it. They may be able to tie it once, which I would be very surprised by, but no one will ever be able to break that, that's for sure.
And we have a big anniversary coming up in 2 weeks, right? For me, as someone who grew up loving the Pirates in the 60s, 70s, the Maz home run, right?
Yeah, every October 13th, 3:37, if I remember right, they get together right there on Pitt's campus there, right where Forbes Field used to be, and gather at the wall, and then they play the game on radio, the radio broadcast, and in its entirety. So they kind of relive the whole moment, and then 3:37 is the moment of the home run. So I think that's what's really neat about that history. And every time the you get down to this time of year, I mean, it's a little warmer today, but those cool mornings, sometimes those cool days, you start to think about fall, you start to think about baseball in October. It starts to give you those memories of the great postseasons gone by. So hopefully the Pirates will be in some of those here in the future so that everybody else can have memories like that. And we're going to get together on our phones and play the videos of, the World Series of 2023 or whatever it is for the Pirates.
Yeah, and if you zoom forward from 1960 through 1971 to 1979, in that World Series. Yesterday, we were talking to Pittsburgh Magazine, and they have a poll out what should be Pittsburgh's theme song. And they had a list of things like Renegade and a few other things. I had Pawn Shop on a corner in Pittsburgh. Nobody liked that one. Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, Won't You Be My Neighbor. And the other one that Selena wanted.
There's only one winner.
Was you picked the winner. Let's go.
We Are Family.
Yeah, that's the one. So that's
Sister
the one
Sledge,
she's voting for.
That is
for.
It. No. That's the one everyone is voting for.
I'm going with Mr. Rogers. So.
Yeah, I think you can't go wrong. First of all, the 79 bucks were transcendent because of so many reasons. I think really the 70s teams, because of their success, because of their unity, I think that was really something that was super cool and it still holds weight to this day. I mean, 50 years later, 50 years later. And, you know, so family is definitely something that Pittsburghers can get around to. So Mr. Rogers, I grew up right in that era watching him growing up too. So I have a soft spot for Fred Rogers, who wrote me a letter one day when I was a teenager and it was too cool to watch him anymore, I thought, but I still did. And I wrote him a letter and he wrote me back. And so I was cemented to be a Mr. Rogers fan.
That's awesome.
If I have to take a vote, I'd go with Mr. Rogers. Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, no.
He bought your vote. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Pirates broadcaster Joe Block joining us. Now, you were talking about family and a tight team. Does this latest win streak to end the season really put players closer together? I mean, we're in the last weekend of the season and looking forward to spring training already. Do you think this will be a good stepping stone for them?
Yeah, I mean, it gives everyone a better feeling. I mean, it does not equate to any more wins for the 2021 season. Of course not. Neither would a bunch of losses at the end of the year. It doesn't mean anything right. Other than it makes you feel a little bit better. But I want to say this, that, you know, this, despite their record, and it doesn't make the record any better, but despite the record, you do see this team trying their best every night. And well, of course they should try their best. They're paid professionals, but that doesn't happen with a lot of teams, especially when things go south, especially in these unprecedented times where most of these players are not around their families right now. And things can go south in a hurry, but I think Derek Shelton has really pulled these guys together. The guys they're good guys and they've played hard and they try to give you an entertaining show every afternoon or evening, even at this stage of the season. And they have, by winning these games late, it kind of does give you that little optimism that, hey, you know, look, they were right now, they have the worst record in baseball with three games to go. They might end up with it. But they're not, to me, that I don't feel like they're the worst team or have the least amount of talent or anything like that either. I do think that they're closer to better days ahead than the record indicates this year. So hopefully 21 will be a much better year and we'll have a little bit more fun out of the gates than we did in 20 for many, many reasons, not just baseball.
What are you going to look for in this offseason?
I'm going to hang out with my family.
Okay, for the Pirates.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm very happy for you and your family.
I think... Yeah, I'm like, I got my eyes on the prize. So I'm like, okay, yeah, no. But, I mean, I think for the Pirates, really, it's building toward the future, and it's a refrain that's been uttered a lot in this, you know, in this two decades or so, or three decades, really, most of. But I think what you're looking at now is with a new management group, with Travis Williams as the president, Ben Cherington as the general manager. Ben Cherington's won a World Series and developed another in Boston. You feel real confident about his approach because it's not this. He's not sitting there stomping his foot going, look how great the Pirates are. Well, no, they're not great right now, but they've got some guys, and they hope to build around those guys and get there in a few years. And we're trying to find all the players we can. The Pirates have done a really good job of investing in international free agents. So I'm curious to see how they're going to sign one or two more guys here before the deadline on the 15th of October, too.
They're moving on to Cleveland. On to Cleveland. And then onto the offseason. So, Joe Block, thank you very much for joining us this season. We do appreciate it. Our Pirates broadcaster, Joe Block. Have a great weekend, sir.
All right, thanks, guys, so much for having me.
You bet.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.